Hi everyone, hope you're all well. It's been a couple of days since I spoke to you, but back here for something really cool to tell you at long last. I've been on about it for absolutely ages, but first I want to kick off by telling you that this music is courtesy of Freaky Woof. That's F-R-E-A-K-Y-F-W-O-O-F, and you can find all sorts of music that he's been doing on SoundCloud if you go to www.soundcloud.com/freakyfwoof. You can also find him on Twitter with @freakyfwoof. It's kind of like I am, he kind of Freaky Woof kind of does it everywhere kind of thing, and he's got a website too, and I'm not even going to guess what that is because I'm not sure at the moment, but go to SoundCloud, find him on Twitter and on Audio Boo as well with Freaky Woof, and make sure that you big him up and seek his permission to play his music and credit him as I have just done. And yeah, very, very lovely piece of music that I'm using on here called Ladder Transmission U. And yeah, it's exciting. It's exciting music because of something exciting to tell you. The channel that we referred to in the Delores interview in the Pickaboo, if you've not heard that, pick-a-boo, which was the interview that I had the honour and privilege of doing with Dolores. Of course, you know Dolores works for Audio Boo, and we talked about her, we talked about the pictures thing, about VIP people loading pictures or not as profiles, covered all that off, but got to learn loads about Dolores in the process, and we touched on this channel that I will be running. I'm going to take a bit of time just to tell you about the channel though, because it's not really my channel in that sense. It's the channel belongs to anyone who gets involved. So now if you go into your Audio Boo app on the iPhone or on the website, you can search for VIP Advisor. That's VIPADVISOR. And you can search for the channel that way on the website, but you can also find it in the app. If you go into channels and then into charities, and you will find it there amongst all the other people, such as Amnesty International and Royal London Society for the Blind and various others. Basically, so what is this channel? Well, the idea of it is that it was really about visually impaired people and the journeys that we make. So really anything, it could be about travel, and as I said on the interview, I'd quite like the idea of it being a place where, you know, some people could talk about, you know, different ways of traveling. So it might be that I want to go to Glasgow and I don't know anything about the area, so I come onto the channel and I say, oh, you know, I want to go to Glasgow. What kind of places should I be looking at? And where would I want to go and see? What kind of restaurants are there that produce accessible menus like brown and large print? You know, what hotels are friendly? It could be information like that. And then someone would come back and say, oh, yeah, well, there's this, that, the other. Or, you know, there's I don't know, like a hotel that is very friendly for people with visual impairment, or that accepts guide dogs or welcomes guide dogs as opposed to just putting up with it, you know. It would be that kind of thing, and you would have an exchange of information. Now it may just start like that, but then it could be right up to the whole thing around, like, people actually agreeing to meet each other. And I know that there's been expressions of interest to me privately about that people would love to do, like, a guided tour of London, you know, that us as visually impaired people could get together. But not only that also on the channel, it would be that people who are sighted that have an interest in visual impairment, or that probably would know someone with a visual impairment, might want to come and get involved and be part of it. So the channel is there, it's called VIP Advisor. Other areas that you might want to cover are things like talking about benefits, talking about the you know, how education is for people with visual impairment, cooking, you know, what kind of recipes, who does what's the best way of doing things. You could be talking about benefits are a big one, aren't they, these days? You know, what's going on with benefits, and maybe working together and sort of writing letters to MPs. I don't know, you know, it's for the charities. So I'm calling all the charities such as R&IB and Action and Guide Dogs, and you know, I've already got commitments from people like InfoSound, so I'll be able to bring some of the stuff he offers, and I'll be obviously here to sort of bring up different subjects and see what people think. One of the big things that I'm going to be doing quite soon is around disability hate crime and hate incidents. I'm doing a lot of work as part of my role with my job with all formats at Queen Alexandra College, and we're working with West Midlands Police. I'm actually on their disability hate crime user group, and we're talking about sort of hate crime and what constitutes hate crime and what constitutes a hate incident. So yeah, all that for other days. But as I said, if you want to head on over, at the very least, start following the channel. Give me ideas for subject matter. That would be great. You can email me at vipodcasting@gmail.com. That's vipodcasting@gmail.com. You can send me audio booze on vipodcasting, of course, and you can send booze on the channel that will get put up. They're moderated, but that's only just to keep everyone safe and so on and so forth. So yeah, come one, come all, and start following, and say I'll be talking about it as I go along, and well, let's just see how it goes. But you know, as I said, it's your channel as much as anything else, so I don't really own it, other than that I'm the person really that kind of is running it. So that's it. I hope that you all will find it interesting. And now I'm playing Intrepid Fool, which is another wicked song that Mr. Freaky Foof has done for moi. Well, not for me, but, you know, that I've been able to use just by giving him a shout and asking him if it's okay and all that business. He's a good egg, a good man. Okay, that's probably going to be it for me. I'd be very interested to hear your comments. I would say, though, I mean, I'm in this for the long haul. It's not sort of, you know, don't just sort of, oh yeah, it's good or bad, leave for a day, or you go to it and don't like the look of it and so you come back and don't bother. You know, do engage and do kind of get involved. The strap line is you know, help if you need it, support when you don't. So in other words, you know, if you need to support from the channel, you get it. If you don't want the support and you don't, you know, you don't think it's for you, then help instead. You know, that's what it's about. And I don't think that's I don't think that's an impossible thing to achieve. So good luck, everyone, and I look forward to hearing your comments and speaking to you soon.